July 9th, 2005, item number 60. Today's guest is Aaron from The Big Show.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 Podcast. Before we get into the interview with Aaron, a couple of quick news and notes. First, I'd like to say hi to Ray, Holly, and Ed, and thank them for coming out to the Kansas City Podcasters Meetup. We have a KC Podcasters Meetup second Saturday of each month, 4 p.m. So block it out in your calendar. That's the second Saturday each month, 4 p.m. The next meetup is going to be at Tom Fullery's down on the plaza. I'd also like to do a shout out to Chris and say, Chris, congrats for getting back into iTunes. Chris and the Daily Download was the first podcast yanked by Apple out of iTunes because of content and not having to do with RIAA. Apple did backtrack and put him back up on the list, and for a while there, while Chris was, before he had gotten pulled, was in the top 40 of the podcasters, beating out podcasts from Disney and ABC. So Chris, you were showing the indie community well, and then Apple decided that, yikes, we can't have a podcast that's beating Disney and ESPN and ABC News by an indie, and they yanked him because of questionable content. Glad to see that they put him back, although not back up in the top 100 like he belongs. Hopefully that'll be rectified shortly. And finally on the news and notes, I talked to the folks over at CastFire this past week. CastFire is offering a service where they can do commercial insertion into your podcast. So if you're looking to get advertisers in your podcast, they have a system where they can put commercials at the beginning, the end, automatically for you. Again, I will not be putting any commercials into my podcast. I really just talked to them to find out what their intentions were for podcasters in general. Again, this isn't for everyone, but if you are someone who would like to get some ads, if you're a person that loves Google Ads and Google Sense, this is kind of along that vein, only for podcasting. If this does interest you, send an email to brian@castfire.com. That's brian@castfire.com. I did talk to them this week. Again, I'm not getting anything out of this, and I had a bunch of questions to see if, you know, they really are behind supporting the podcasters, and they seem to be. They're not going to make it a lock-in mechanism. They're not going to take away your identity. They seem to be approaching this really with good intentions for the podcaster. You need to contact them, though, to make sure it's right for you and if you also make that agreement. So after my conversation, I felt comfortable enough to mention them. So again, that's brian@castfire.com if you're interested in a way to get commercials inserted into your podcast. Well, that does it for the news and notes today. We're going to go ahead and get into the interview with Aaron. Here we go. Well, Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure to be on board.
Now, first question, how's your wife doing?
She's doing good. We're a little bit nervous about going for round two of the whole pregnancy thing, but I think we're both looking forward to trying it again. I think we're going to give it another shot in September. So, she's doing good. I'm doing good. I thank you for asking.
Now, this will become the second question, then. What was your first computer?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I'd actually kind of prepared because I knew that was always one of your questions. So the first computer that I had was a TI-99/4A. It had the tape deck that you would load onto your computer so you'd have the games and everything that were loaded off the tapes.
Oh, I remember it. Actually, it was when I got my first computer, I had it down to the TI-99/4A or the TRS-80 color computer and wound up going with the TRS-80 color computer. But I remember the 99/4A. One of my friends had that and a couple of my friends had the color computer, so I went where there was more software available.
Yeah, and I used to write a little bit of the basic stuff for it, and you know, I bought one of those books on how to make some of your own games, and I remember doing that fondly, so I kind of miss that computer every once in a while.
What was the first podcast you listened to?
The very first podcast I listened to, most people would say Adam Curry, but actually the first one that I listened to, I went through Podcast Alley, and I picked what was not the top 10. I went outside of that, and I ended up listening to The M Show for the first time.
My buddy John, who I just spent all of last weekend with at Gnome Dex. Yeah, John's a good guy. Good show.
Yeah, I liked it, and that kind of got me got me the itch to be into podcasting, so I just kept listening more and more.
What other shows are you listening to now?
Well, of course, your show. Yeah, that's the obligatory answer. I listen to Jawbone. I listen to the Red Boy podcast, Late Night with Mr. X and Just Julie. And one of my personal favorites is the Catfish Show.
you get to listen to a lot of shows because you are part of the, and so am I, part of the Podcast Outlaws.
Yes, sir.
Explain the Podcast Outlaws.
Well, the premise behind Podcast Outlaws is a lot of the sites out there that you see are basically directories, just a massive list of shows, and there really isn't a whole lot of guidance as to what's a good show, what's a bad show, and you know what really should be on your iPod. So I was listening to Mr. X one night, and he had mentioned that he wanted to kind of do something to help the little guy out there and to get some really great shows the notoriety that they deserve. And I had emailed him the next day and said, that's a great idea. How can I help? And before you know it, we had a website up and running, and the whole premise of it is to bring in some of the lesser-known shows, the shows that aren't in the top 25 of Podcast Alley or not even in the top 50, and encourage, you know, those people to come on board and to, you know, promote their show through our website.
And we have gotten a lot of requests that come in, because I know I can't keep up. I can't listen to everyone.
Yeah, it's amazing the amount of shows that come in. I would say on a daily basis, I probably would listen to two shows every day that I haven't listened to before. And I would say 98% of them, I either give a thumbs up to or that I've actually just turned on to them myself and ended up subscribing as well.
Tell the listeners, who are the people inside the Podcast Outlaws, outside of obviously yourself and myself and Mr. X, who are some of the others?
Well, there's Len from Jawbone. There's also Matt from the Red Boy Podcast. We have Chris from the Martini Shot. Of course, the infamous Dan Klass is on board. We've got Les from Zaldor's World. And we added Jimmy Jett just recently as well.
And you're forgetting transmitters. We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Oh, how could I forget the wonderful Craig Patchett?
For all you that have ever heard that line, that is Craig actually doing that, transmitters. We don't need no stinking transmitters. Well, now that we've talked about a lot of other podcasters, let's talk about your podcast.
Okay. Well, the big show is a show that I do out of my home in Queen Creek, Arizona, and it's kind of a culmination of a lot of different things. That's the name of the big show, and it's kind of a mix of news with a little bit of comedy mixed in, because I think that the news is always worth laughing at sometimes. You know, I throw in some interesting stuff about podcasting that you may not, you know, unless you go through all the podcast channels, you may not know that those things are going on. So I make sure that people are aware of that. And of course, talk a little bit about my personal life as well.
What was it that made you choose this format? What was your influences to go this direction?
Well, I wanted to try something that wasn't being done over and over and over. I mean, there's a lot of husband and wife podcasts out there. There's a lot of music shows that are out there. And there are some shows that even talk about the news, but I thought I would do something a little bit different and kind of incorporate a lot of different things so that you get a lot of different flavors in the same show.
And who would you consider your influences that you kind of modeled your show after, outside of podcasting?
Well, that's a good question. Definitely Jon Stewart. I would say of anybody that that has, you know, influenced the way that I like to deliver the news, Jon Stewart by far is definitely the main influence. Of course, I grew up watching Saturday Night Live, so a lot of the, you know, the news skits that they used to do were also kind of an influence behind that as well.
When did you put up your first podcast?
The very first podcast I had was actually just a little bit over a month ago. It's funny that you asked that because actually I just listened to it again for the second time. I haven't listened to it since then, but that was May 15th, if I recall correctly. So it's been just about a month and a half ago.
Coming up on your show, what are some of the things that your listeners can expect to hear?
Well, there's actually an interesting little experiment that I just recently started, and that was to contact people via Skype that I don't know and that are in different countries, obviously countries that they speak English in, or those people that are in those countries that speak English, and try and get kind of a perspective of what's going on with those people outside of the United States. The very first one that I did was with a gentleman that was up in Canada, and when I, you know, I saw the name Benjamin, I thought, okay, well, we'll just talk a little bit about what's going on in Canada. But before I knew it, I'm talking to a guy that had been kidnapped by the Yugoslavian mob and had actually left Canada to seek asylum. Or, I'm sorry, left Yugoslavia to go to Canada and seek asylum there. And it was an incredibly interesting conversation with somebody that just the first basis of talking to him, you didn't think it was going to be anything like that.
Yeah, I heard the interview. It's tough to do an interview when you don't have some background information on the person you're interviewing. Yeah. You did a good job.
Well, thank you. I didn't think I sounded anything like Katie Couric, but I tried to do the best I could, and I'd like to do that again. What I would love to do, if the RAA would loosen up on the rules, is I'd love to do a lot more RAA music on my show, but I've really geared all that towards GarageBand.com because that's obviously, you know, pod safe, and I also like to give a good word out to some great artists that are out there.
One of the things I have to ask you about is KQCX. What's going on there?
Well, KQCX is a local radio station that we have here in Queen Creek. It's at 99.1 FM. It's a pretty limited radio range out here. So, in fact, it's kind of funny. In my own house, I don't even get the radio station that I'm on. So I have to listen to it on the internet. And for those of you that are looking for my particular show, you can find it at www.kqcx.com. And there's a live stream that's done, and my show is on at Sundays at 1 p.m.
Before your show is a very good friend of mine, and that would be Robert Keamy.
Yes, sir. He's a great guy, and if I could follow anybody, he would certainly be the person I would want tops on my list, because he's a great personality on the air, and he recently just started a five-hour gig on that same radio station, which is going Monday through Friday, so looking forward to hearing that from him. Now, one thing to kind of clarify as far as what's put on the air, it's basically just the two shows that I do weekly.
Okay.
Those are put on the air. Now, I'm considering the idea of maybe doing a separate show that would be just for that particular radio station. It just comes down to an issue of time, because in August I start going back to school, so I won't really have a whole lot of time for the shows that I do, plus another hour on top of that. I'll be able to get the shows that I've got going now, but certainly an hour on top of that's going to be a little hard to do.
Now, the show that's going up on the radio, are you doing anything special for the recording of that when you're doing it from home, your standard setup?
Other than just making mind of the time and also trying to focus a little bit more on what's going on in Queen Creek, there isn't much different that I do now than I used to do when I was just the standard podcaster.
Technical-wise, you're using the same setup, the same gear,
yep,
recording at the same bit. I mean, what bit rate are you recording to put it out on the radio?
56.
Oh, wow. So they didn't come to you and say, okay, we need it 160 mono or 320 stereo or anything like that?
No. And I haven't listened to it on the radio, but as far as the stream is concerned, it sounds fine. In talking to the owner of the station, he's basically made mention that a majority of his audience, because the area that I live in is so spread out, a majority of the people would listen to it on the internet anyways.
And Queen Creek is near what major city?
The closest major city, we're kind of pressed up against Gilbert and Mesa. I'm to the east of Gilbert and to the south of Mesa.
No, let's not forget this. Can you tell our listeners where to locate your website and podcast?
Absolutely. My website is at bigshowradio.blogspot.com.
What are you using hardware-wise to record your podcast?
Well, I'm actually, if anybody is ever considering about starting a podcast and they don't want to spend a whole lot of money, my show is kind of a good example of what you can do with podcasting. I'm just using my standard PC. I didn't buy any super-duper sound card or anything of that nature. I use a Logitech headset, you know, the kind that you would use for gaming. It's not the best audio out there, and I'd like to replace it with a standard mic. But as far as those two components are concerned, you can put out a pretty decent show if you can understand the software. That was really the tougher thing is getting the software underway.
What software are you using?
Originally, I started with Audacity and immediately dumped that because it wasn't going to do the music things that I wanted to do without a whole bunch of post-production work. So I went over to Mixcast Live, and I used that on my Windows PC.
When you did your Skype call, how did you do your recording on Skype?
How that's pulled off, it's actually, this is where you need to kind of have some friends in podcasting to guide you along the way. But originally, it's recorded on a program called Hot Recorder, and I use that because most other programs have a delay that goes on in your headphones. So when you talk to a person, you hear yourself back about half a second later, and that's just annoying to no end for me. So I went with Hot Recorder, and then I go ahead and take the file and actually record it onto iRiver, and that puts it into an MP3 format, which I then have to, because the audio is split from Hot Recorder, I have to use Audacity to edit that, and then that's put on to Mixcast Live. It's a long story to get something like that out.
Yes, it is.
It's kind of like that diagram that you sent me where
I've been doing this for 6 months, so I know the pain, and I know that the 1 second, half second delay is the most annoying and distracting thing in the world. I mean, I literally have done interviews where I was pulling the earbud in and out of my ear as I talked, so I wouldn't have to hear the feedback.
Kudos to you for being able to do that, but to be honest with you, I just can't do it.
Horrible.
I don't have it in me.
No, trust me, I only did it as long as I had to. All right. Well, final question. It's going to be, what advice would you like to offer to those looking to start a podcast today?
Well, there's actually two pieces of advice. First off, don't be afraid to get into podcasting. Be willing to put some time into it, and definitely don't be afraid that, you know, that your first show, I'll be honest with you, is going to be a bomb. And so it's just like, I have yet to hear a show, and I do this very often. I'll go back into somebody's back catalog and listen to their first shows, not only just for a little bit of a laugh, but also to see how far they've come along. And guaranteed, your first show will be a bomb. I understand that, because that's the nature of the game. You don't know how to get the flow going, and it's going to take you a little bit of time to do it. The second thing that I can suggest is find some friends in podcasting. Meet people online and get to know the podcasters that you like, not only for the benefit of them plugging your show, which of course is a wonderful thing, but they can also give you some wonderful advice and help guide you down the road of how to make your podcast better. And they're going to be honest with you, and, you know, maybe make it a little bit easier for you to swallow some tougher criticism if your show needs a little bit of work.
Excellent advice.
Thank you.
Well, Aaron, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Pleasure, Rob. I thank you for having me on board.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Aaron from Big Show. Please check out his podcast at bigshowradio.blogspot.com. Thanks again, Aaron, for coming on the show. At the end of today's podcast, we're going to play a promo from Feet of Clay. They're a pop band in the Midwest that has started podcasting, so stick around and listen to the promo. Well, this is Rob from Podcast 411, as always, reminding you to listen different.
Hello. I'm here with Feet of Clay, a pop trio out of the Midwest. They're doing a bi-monthly podcast about what's going on with them, including having music in the new Katherine Heigl from Grey's Anatomy movie, Side Effects, which opens in theaters in August. They'll also talk about the ins and outs of the music business, along with new recordings they're doing, and general mayhem concerning the world which they live in, which may not necessarily be yours. Along with frequent guests on many different topics, from music technology to everyday gripes, which they all share, believe me. You can subscribe at feetofclay.com. Thank you. God, this coffee is ghastly.